Hello, and welcome to Shine On, Sista, where you learn to shine your light in life, business, and beyond. So, you've declared to yourself, this is your year. You're going to make it happen. You're going to make your dreams come true. You're going to take the leap, put yourself out there, and actually get started. Yay you! If you're listening to this, then likely your specific dream is to turn your passion into profit, i.e. start your own dream business or turn your idea into a viable income. And guess what? You're in the right place. I have done that for myself and I help my clients every day do the same in their lives, and I can totally help you too. While of course, turn your passion into profit is a bigger endeavor than we can cover today in detail, I do want to give you the first step that you need to make that actually happen. Now, to warn you, this isn't just some dry business 101 advice. This is really geared toward the dreamer who insists on doing business with heart, soul, and integrity. My goal is to not only help you build something that leaves you financially abundant, but I also want to help you build a business that is fun and fulfilling on a soul level. So the very first thing you need to do to build a business that is both fun and fulfilling and will leave you financially abundant is to get clear and really connect with your soul-centered vision. This is where you get really clear on your why. Why do you want to start your business in the first place? When you answer this question, this will really serve as the soul for your business. Why do you want to do what you're setting out to do in the first place? Why is it crucial that you're successful in this endeavor? What will it mean for you personally, and what will it mean for the world? Now, if you're thinking this is just fluff, think again. This is crucial for your success. And remember, we're talking about more than just money in the bank. We're talking about fulfillment on a soul level. If that's what you're interested in when building your business, this is the first step to take. The truth is, when you skip this step, you really run the risk of wanting to quit going after building your dream business the minute it gets hard. And yes, creating a business that, you know, is connected to your dream and to your passion is a ton of fun, but let's just be real, you will hit some bumps along the way. And if you're not connected to your soul-centered vision, you're going to want to quit because it's going to not feel worth it. And in this day and age, it is very practical actually to connect with the why behind your business, because people right now love transparency, authenticity, and are really getting behind mission-led businesses. So when you connect with the why behind your business, your audience is really going to respond to you, to your authenticity. And again, this is really where you'll be able to start building your business with heart, soul, and integrity. When you're able to connect your vision with your mission, people are really able to connect to your business. So you see, it makes really good business sense to get clear on your why. And like I said earlier, this is the key to launching a business that leaves you feeling fulfilled, and that is a really important piece, especially for my heart-centered entrepreneurs. So to connect with your why and to really figure out your soul-centered vision, I want you to write down your reason why you really want to start this business and why it must be successful. Why is it important to you? Is it for very personal and intimate reasons, like spending more time with your family, maybe sending your kids to college? Maybe you want to travel the world and have the time freedom and the location independence to do so. It's really up to you. There are no wrong answers here. What I will say is be sure to be honest about it, right? This isn't the time to should all over yourself and pick a why that really feels cool. Really, what is the reason for you? So maybe you want to drive a different Ferrari every day of the week, and that's really the juice behind your why. Don't judge it, just write it down. And if it's not a personal feeling why, maybe it has a more global feel to it. So maybe you dream of creating a foundation or a charity, or you would love to build a school in a foreign country, or travel the world and volunteer, or something like that. Some people identify with something really personal and close, and sometimes people have the really global feel. Again, either way, just be honest, there's no right or wrong. I know sometimes it almost feels like if you don't have a humanitarian reason behind your wanting to grow your business, then it's not altruistic. The truth is, if you're doing something that you believe in, you are sending out good mojo out into the world no matter what, and the world still benefits from you creating your passion-led, heartfelt, soul-centered business. Trust me, when you connect with your why, it's going to be the thing that gets you out of bed, that gets you excited to start your day, and really gives you the courage to build your business. So what I want you to do is write down a word that connects you to your why. Maybe you want to write a really big description and really flesh out your soul-centered vision for your business. It's up to you how you want to capture this feeling or capture this idea. What you want to be sure to do is just create it in some way so that you can really anchor to it and come back to it so that you always keep your vision right in front of you. And if you want to make it even more official, you can go to jennifercovington.com and leave a comment and tell me and share your why. When you write it down and put it out there, it even solidifies it even more. Not to mention, I just love to hear what you're up to, and I would love to hold your soul-centered vision with you. I can't wait to see what you come up with. Now dream big, share your vision, and shine on, sister.